The United States Embassy in China has put a provocative statement about Taiwan on the popular Chinese social media platform called Weibo. It was a response to the Chinese Civil Aviation Administration's call on 36 foreign airlines, asking them to come into line with how Beijing refers to Taiwan, Hong Kong and Macau. China wants the airlines to refer to them as Chinese territories. The US Embassy's response called the move Orwellian nonsense and an attempt by the Communist Party to export its censorship and political correctness to Americans. That was a response that originated with the White House. Fergus Ryan is an analyst at the International Cyber Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He's a Mandarin speaker and monitors and researches Chinese cyber diplomacy. Fergus Ryan, thanks for joining PM. How robust was this White House statement that has attracted the attention of the Chinese censors? What sort of language did it use?
The first thing to say about it is that it used terms like political correctness and Orwellian nonsense that, while they were translated into Chinese, I don't think would immediately make a lot of sense to ordinary Chinese readers. There probably would have been something lost in translation there. But when you compare this Weibo post to most of the Weibo posts that are sent out by foreign embassies, including the US embassy, it was quite strident. It was very to the point. It was almost Trumpian in how direct it was.
And what was the response it received on Weibo?
The first comments that were made under this post were very acerbic, were very funny. In fact, the most upvoted comment said, gee, you really have to have quite a lot of good connections to be able to not have a message like this censored. But ironically, that most upvoted comment was in the end incorrect, because what we saw after 2 hours was the censors swooped in and throttled the ability of that post to be retweeted. They also disabled the ability for people to make comments freely. And in the end, they manicured the comment section to remove any liberal voices, any funny takes, any humorous takes, and replace them with Chinese Communist Party approved sentiment.
So the approach was to censor both the statement itself and the Chinese users who were responding to it.
The Chinese censors know if they use a brutal form of censorship, and by that I mean if they delete the post completely, that it will be noticed. And studies have shown that when Chinese users of the internet see a very blunt use of censorship in that way, it actually makes them more likely to seek out sensitive information. So instead, what Chinese censors do is use a less obtrusive form of censorship.
Is there any sign that governments and other organisations self-censor on Weibo?
In my research, I've gone back and had a look at instances of where foreign embassies have pushed the envelope and where they have put out messages that were ultimately censored by Sina Weibo's in-house censor apparatus. And those instances that are reported in this free Chinese media that's outside of Beijing's control have appeared to decrease. And it stands to reason, if embassies are putting out posts that are censored, whether that means that they're deleted or the ability for people to have free discussion under them is neutered, then the motivation for embassies to continue to put out those messages goes away. And one possible solution to this, I believe, is for like-minded foreign embassies to start trying to get more transparency in the process and capturing in reports just how many times they are censored. So in the end, that information can hopefully seep back into the Chinese internet, as it were, and that information is out there for people who want to seek it out. I mean, this is in the context of Chinese sharp power and how China is using more covert means of influencing the debate and civil societies outside of their own borders. I think that it's reasonable for other countries to say that's unacceptable, but what is acceptable is public diplomacy. And we should be able to do that without any constraints from the Chinese censorship apparatus.
Fergus Ryan, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Fergus Ryan from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.